Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today we're going to talk about three reasons why doing free work actually pays more. And I wanted to talk about this because the idea of free work tends to be a controversial one in the career space. There are a lot of candidates who are afraid of doing, quote, free work, and I totally understand that, and we'll talk about that in a second. There are also a lot of career coaches who are wary of that as well. But I want to, one, define free work, what we're talking about here, and I want to show you why doing free work is actually a massive advantage and will pay for itself tenfold down the road. So let's start by defining free work. What do I mean by this? Well, whenever we go and do something, whether it's for ourselves or it's for other people, we have the choice to just go and do it, or we can charge for that thing, right? So let's say that I am talking to somebody who has a virtual summit that they're hosting. I could introduce them to a great speaker who might bring a lot of signups their way, and I could either choose to do that for free out of goodwill, or I could choose to ask for an affiliate commission, you know, take a cut of the profit because I made that introduction. Similarly, you know, a lot of us have a 9-to-5 job and we get paid to do certain things, right? And then outside of the 9-to-5, that's our own time. And a lot of people don't want to do extra work or do additional work outside of the 9-to-5. And by no means am I saying that you should do more work for your current company outside of the working hours that you have. But what I am saying is that if you are spending your time outside of work, investing in yourself and taking classes and learning skills that may not necessarily pay off a month from now or 2 months from now, you are making a massive investment in your future. And this is work that you're essentially doing for free, or in some cases, you're actually paying to do the work. You're paying to take a class or get a certification or work with somebody or whatever it is. But again, these things can have a massive payoff down the road. So there's three reasons why that's the case. And I wanted to cover those in today's episode, because I think that if you shift your mindset, if you don't already have this mindset, it can be really, really powerful, and it can skyrocket you to reach whatever goals you have or to the top of the pack in whatever it is that you're doing. So the first reason that doing, quote, free work actually pays more is because it lets you build skills that will make you a more valuable candidate. As I just mentioned, a lot of us can feel constrained in our 9-to-5. So something that I actually did when I landed my job at Microsoft, I was focused on a specific type of marketing called pay-per-click marketing or search engine marketing. And something that I really loved to do was content marketing. I like to do writing, but I didn't get to do a ton of that in my job. So I started the Cultivated Culture blog on the side. I started writing on the side. And I did that simply because I wanted to become a more well-rounded marketer. I wanted to become a more effective marketer. And I knew I wasn't going to get that skill within my current 9-to-5 job. Not to say that there was anything wrong with my job. I absolutely loved my job, but there was an itch that I wanted to scratch. The same thing happened to me earlier in my career when I was working for a startup in New York City. I was doing account management. I was working on our product, but something that I was really interested in was the programming side of the product, the technical side of the product, the actual code. So outside of work from 6 to 8 p.m. twice a week, I invested in a front-end web development course. And again, I was actually paying for this knowledge, right? I wasn't even working for free. I was paying to work in this sense. But I gained a ton of knowledge that made me much more effective at my job. I was actually involved in a lot more projects because I had both the client-facing skills and a little bit of that technical knowledge. It also helped me start my business. I was able to create Cultivated Culture without having to pay somebody else because I had those skills. So if you've ever seen a job description where they say, you know, preferred qualifications, and then like that extra line at the bottom that says, or I guess they say requirements, and then at the bottom they say preferred qualifications, and there are usually a couple of extra things in there. If you have those couple of extra things, one, you're more likely to get chosen, but two, you can command more money because you have a more diverse skill set. You have more skills that you bring to the table. You can do more things. You're essentially a Swiss Army knife, and companies are much happier to pay you an extra $20,000 rather than paying a whole individual extra employee, you know, whatever it is, $70,000, $100,000 extra dollars. So you can command a lot more money for yourself simply because you're making yourself a more valuable candidate because you're investing in this, quote, free work outside of your 9-to-5. The second reason why doing free work actually pays a lot more is because it helps you create results that get you more clients. So a lot of times we're trying to start a business or we're trying to freelance or whatever it is, we're trying to start a project and get buy-in. And the problem is we're competing with a lot of other people who are trying to do the same stuff. So how do you stand out? Well, it seems counterintuitive, but the best way to stand out is actually by giving away more value for free. So I'll give you two examples of this. First, when I was starting my career and I was trying to transition from healthcare into technology, I knew I had to build skills in the digital marketing space because no company was willing to take a chance on me. So I went out there and I dove into the world of freelancing. But the problem was there were a lot of other freelancers doing what I was trying to do, and they had more experience freelancing. They had client testimonials. They had all of this stuff that I didn't have. So I needed to find a way to beat them. And the way that I did that was by giving away more value for free. So what I would do is actually put together a competitive analysis. I would have all these charts, all this data, and I would show them exactly what their competitors were doing. I would show them where the gaps were, and I'd actually give them a couple of solutions that they could implement on their own that would help them whether or not they decided to work for me. And that actually ended up landing me so many more clients because all these other agencies were hesitant to give away value for free. They wanted to get paid for it, and they relied on their testimonials and their reputation to make the sale. Whereas I was showing up and I was giving them, you know, little nuggets that they could actually implement, they could see the value in, so they knew that I knew what I was talking about and that I would be able to deliver results. And if you're connecting the dots here and you've listened to some of the other podcasts, this is actually where the value validation project idea came from. It worked so well in freelancing that I figured that it could work in the job search as well. And so that's exactly where that came from. The second example here is with my business. When I started out, I was giving away a ton of material for free, and I still do that. And all these people told me, Austin, you should be charging for this stuff. You know, my parents, my friends, people in the space, they were all saying, you know, Austin, this material is so valuable. Why aren't you charging for it? Why are you giving it away for free? I've actually gotten messages from other career coaches saying, I'm scared of you because you're giving away stuff for free that I charge my clients for. And so what happened? You know, did people just take it and run? Absolutely not. I basically established this reputation that I'm a giver. I'm somebody who shares way more. And therefore, you know, my knowledge and my brand are much more valuable. And that's how I was able to build such a large audience in a space that was very, very crowded, right? If you do a search for career coach on LinkedIn, you get something like 800,000 results. And so how do I, somebody who doesn't have a background in HR, who hasn't been a resume writer for 20 years, how do I stand out in that crowd? Well, I proved my value by giving more away for free, and then I charged for the 1% or the 2% of the very, very best information. So again, if you're willing to give away a little bit more upfront, you can earn a lot of trust with people, and that tends to pay massive dividends down the road. And then finally, the third reason is that it just attracts more people in your tribe. So one of the things to note about the job search and about careers is that you may not know what job you're going to be in next, and that's totally okay. But you also may know what kind of lights you on fire, what you're really excited about. And sometimes there's a disconnect between that interest and how it can be applicable. So one of the best things that you can do is just start creating a portfolio and putting it out there for people to see. So let's say that you wanted to work in film production. Something that you could do here is just start creating your own films and posting them on your own personal website or on a video sharing platform and put them out there for the world to see. Or maybe you want to be a UX designer. And so for fun, you go find apps that you're really interested in and you run UX tests and experiments on them and you actually create case studies of how these apps can improve. Or let's say that you want to be a career coach, like me. Well, you could go on LinkedIn and you could start sharing the advice that you have and the things that have worked for you in posts. When you create a body of work that is available for other people to see, it attracts other people who are interested in the same things. So if you're that film producer and somebody in production sees your work and they like it, that can be an opportunity. If you are in UX and you're creating these awesome case studies that are being shared, other UX designers can come find you and collaborate with you. And all of a sudden, you're building a circle of people who are doing the thing that you want to do. And if you want to create a career, or if you want to be a career coach, you know, starting to share that information or engaging with other career coaches' posts, as an example, you're going to build relationships with those other career coaches. You're also going to attract clients because they see value in what you're posting. So whether it's getting a job or whether it's starting a business or whatever it is, if you can create a body of work, which is going to be free up front, you're just kind of doing this to put this out there, it's going to pay big dividends in the long run because it creates credibility, it creates results you can point to. And you can think about that like principal with compound interest, right? You're making this initial investment upfront, which is small, it's just your time. And then over the course of time, you're going to gain compound interest in the form of more connections, more opportunities, more money, because you have this body of work that's valuable to other people. You have this skill set that's valuable to other people. So that's it for today. But if you're interested in taking this to the next level and understanding more about this concept of essentially doing work now that's going to pay dividends later, I'm going to link to three articles in the show notes. One is on how you change careers, and it talks about the examples that I gave when I was freelancing to essentially hone my skills. The second is learning how to network. It's an article on how to network. And there are a couple strategies in there that focus on this idea of giving value first, adding something to the other person first before making an ask yourself. And then finally, I'll link to an article on value validation projects, because that is the ultimate form of creating a portfolio that can pay massive dividends down the road. So I appreciate you listening. I hope this information was helpful, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Dream Job System podcast.